Millions of women took part in a march in Washington, D.C. Sister marches also happened in every state, including Florida. But even before the march, some pro-life women accused organizers of excluding them. And others say they walked away from the marches feeling out of place because of their race, gender, or pro-life beliefs.
I also felt like this was a white woman's march. I doubt I'll see half of the people there at the next Black Lives Matter march. If I friended any of those white women on Facebook, I doubt that I would see them talking about black issues.
That was Lola Periwinkle, a black Florida State University student who identifies as transgender. Thousands of marchers throughout the country wore pussy hats as a response to a video where then-candidate Donald Trump talked about groping women. Periwinkle, who marched in Tallahassee, says the pink pussy hats were offensive because not all people are the same color. The racial fractures date back to the abolitionist movement and the early years of women's suffrage. Amiya Shakir is assistant professor of history at Florida A&M University.
A desire to abolish slavery, but also larger concerns about suffrage that created in the late 19th century a lot of different representations or ideas about the ways in which women should participate in those fights.
And Shakir says women were still grappling with that in the late 1960s when, in the next wave of feminism, women clashed over issues like civil rights, sexuality, equality, reproductive rights, and access to health care.
A lot of those issues differed depending on where you were in the country, but also where you stood in terms of your racial, gender, and also class, or also sexual identity background.
Tallahassee activist Lakey Love was an organizer of the recent marches and an unapologetic progressive, and she believes the marches were a success.
The National March vision and mission and unity principles were very, very focused on black and brown, transgender, LGBTQ, undocumented Muslim issues. So we didn't actually struggle with that.
The Women's March on Washington, a nod to civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 march, was a show of solidarity in a movement that Shakir says is still trying to find unity. And while women voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, a majority of white women voted for Trump. Professor Shakir says earlier women's movements failed because of a lack of inclusiveness. She says it's impossible to separate out women's issues from the issues of race, sexuality, privilege, and class. Any successful movement has to factor in those realities. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.